There's an exhibition at the Natural History Museum in Geneva now called All Against the Earth, or Tout contre la Terre in the original French. It's looking at melting glaciers, global warming, and the erosion of biodiversity, fire and famine, heat waves, droughts, and floods. All scary topics and a really tough pill to swallow. But the exhibit approaches the topic from a variety of angles. And yes, it covers the science, but it's also been carefully curated to invoke our emotions on the topic, with the contributions of the philosopher Dominique Borg, the psychologist Tobias Brosch, and the linguist Christina Soriano. Also an art exhibit from international artist Bernard Garrow, who's actually from this region with a studio in Nyon. Bernard is no stranger to looking at landscapes and the earth in his work. I asked him to tell me a little bit about the art that he creates.
Yes, in German, there is a term, Weltanschauung, and it's impossible to translate it really precisely. It's perception of the world. I think an artist has to give a perception of the world, participating at the evolution and the change of our society. And now we are at a critical period, I think, where we have problem of environment, we have a crisis with the energy and so on, and also because of the war, we have we have to question ourselves, which is our responsibility in front on our relation, on our pollution with the nature. I'm always looking very, very slowly about this environment. But now everybody understands, because this summer was a so hot summer that all my movies and paintings that I was speaking since a long time becomes reality. And I use normally natural element in my paintings. I make huge canvases with rocks, stone, crushed stones, marine sediment that I go taking by myself on cliffs, at the seashore, on craters of volcano that I put inside my painting, which is done with asphalt and latex. Every element are natural, and now also the natural pigments. But as because I'm invited in the Museum of Science of Geneva, I thought it's not only to show my painting. So I was approached to make some sequences with different medium. Video with my friend Marc Decoster, which is the editor and the music maker, and we have a beautiful video we done, very interesting one. And some had a great prize in Germany, in Venice, in Norway, and in Argentina. And now I will present in museo some new videos, totally amazing one, and some world premiere also. In the second part, I do also photography with analogic photography that I take the glacier and I make the printing with coal. The coal is what makes the pollution, but it's very old process that I have to go to Paris to find the only guy that can print with coal. So I speak about the pollution with the element of the pollution. I like, as an artist, to have a process which is deep thought, it's not only superficial, that you see it, maybe you don't perceive, but it's done with coal, which is the element that we have to take off of our world. And it's interesting to have this deep process, and maybe I will move some people, but if everybody moves some people, all the world can change.
You mentioned about the use of natural materials. Yeah. I want to talk about one of the pieces that you're putting together now, where you are going to use some ice from the glacier. Yeah. And I want to preface this by saying that this ice was taken from the glacier for scientific research. Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell me about that experience?
Yeah, I was extracting by myself with a guide in the glacier, but it's very difficult. And the ice block I took broke very quickly. So we asked in Bern, at the scientist university, because I heard that they have done 80 meters extraction of ice only to show, to analyze the movement and the pressure of the glacier. And I asked them, okay, the scientists of the museum through me asked them if we can have a part of this ice block, and we received the over part. And this over part, we make melting it in a filter, and we put under the microscope, under electronic microscope. And shocking, okay, we found some pollen, some bacteria, some algae, diatomee, natural elements and stones, but also microorganisms that are alive. This ice was 2 meters under the Grand Glacier, that means the Lac Léman is done with this glacier, a lot of microplastic. And this, we could date approximately this ice block 50 years ago. And was so much microplastic, that means today, if we would analyze the superficial ice, which would be more shocking, that means since a long time, this transparent ice, so beautiful ice, is not pure anymore. And what I will do in the museum, I will take after this analyze this ice, and make melting it very quickly in front of the pool and paint with the ice. So you will have a painting with the water of the glacier that has 50 years ago, full of microplastic.
I mean, yeah, it's natural apart from the microplastics, but we'll use them because that's very relevant. This is going to happen on the 4th of March, which is a very important date because you're going to have a whole range of different programs happening.
Yeah, it's my end of residency. After that will be a 3 months exhibition showing all my experience. But this day I invite some people of Barcelona, Paris, and we'll do performances. It's a performance day. We have an analyze of my art through an art critic of Barcelona. We will have Artmin that show how we can go inside my paintings. You will have performance, concert. But all these guys went with me on glacier and had an experience with the glaciers. And the title of this day will be The Sublime Disaster. That means in positive side would be amazing. It's beautiful to see a glacier melting or maybe a volcano eruption. But it's still a disaster because if we analyze the consequences, what's happening, we have to be aware of what can happen if we do nothing to change.
Bernard Gary, we put that date in the diary, the 4th of March.
10:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock, yeah.
But when else can we just come and see your work overall? It's on at the museum until...
Now it's still on. Now we have separate installation. On the 6th of February, I will have new video presenting. Now you have a totally photographic installation with huge photos. You can walk on a glacier on a photo. Huh?
On a photo.
And I have some photo done with coal. It's a very interesting process. But this is now until the 6th of February. 6th of February, we add some videos, a new film that you can see that the installations do not change. 4th of March, in this day, I will have 100 hands, ice hands, melting in live in the day. Why hands? Because it's because of human that we make the pollution, make melting. You assist at the melting. And this is beautiful, but in the same way, it makes you aware that the glacier is melting at the same time. And these eyes are pink. Why pink? Because in the summer, the glacier, some part of glacier are pink because of some algae and some diatomy that are on glacier. And it's my reflection. People will ask, why this hand? Why? And makes thinking, and we can explain them. In the exhibition, there are always a scientist explanation. On the wall will be this experiment with the microscope will be explained with photos what we found inside. And after the 4th of March, let us 1 week to change. We take off this installation and I will add some elements of the before sequences. And you can have a 3 months exhibition until 25th of June, where you can see all the movies on little screens. And you will have all the elements I've shown during 8 months. It's interesting. I think it's emotional. It's immersive. And that's what I want to show in parallel of the exhibition Tout contre la Terre, that is more scientist explanation. I think art and science goes very well together. Emotion is a memory as the knowledge. And I bring to think differently and to ask yourself, and maybe you have the answers in the first part of the exhibition.
That's all happening at the Natural History Museum in Geneva. It's on now. Go see it. Bernard Garrow, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
What up, Nelly?